T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rolling on a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Our thanks to Dan Israel, Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Don't forget, anytime that you miss any part of the show, go via the podcast, kfhradio.com. You can rewind. There's all sorts of things and ways that you can listen to the show or various parts of the show at your convenience, and we invite you to do so. American Athletic Conference, State Farm Insurance picks. We get to it. How'd the picks go this week?
We all were over 500, including Lee. Lee was three and two. Todd Benway was 4-3. No, Todd Benway was 5-2. You were 4-3. I was 6-1.
Nice job.
Thanks to that late Aaron Rodgers garbage time.
Well, at the worst, it would have been 5-2. That's still pretty good. Yep.
So
solid.
You're now within 3 of 500. State Farm is 1 over. I'm 7 over. God,
that a boy.
Is the season end today? Can we?
No, you got forever to go, but that's okay.
And Lee, good start. On his Sports Daily freebies, is 17-17-1. So he had a 9-0-1 stretch, and then he missed five, and now he's kind of paddling back upstream. But anyway, kind of stinks that we won't have the Chiefs game to pick.
No.
Since they play Thursday night, we will have KU and K-State come back for us. So that's okay, I guess. Although you hate picking KU, don't you?
Oh,
you can't get them right.
Haven't gotten them right once.
Yeah.
Not once.
Big 12 games, possibly. KU Texas, first of all, we know that early line is Texas by 22. K-State is a home dog as of right now against TCU. TCU, 3.5-point road favorite. West Virginia,
it's
OU.
K-State can't score any points.
Yeah, that's true. West Virginia, OU, no thanks. Iowa State, Texas Tech, doubtful. Baylor, Oklahoma State. Baylor's 18th in the country. Quietest undefeated team in the nation, probably.
Not sure I believe it, but they haven't lost a game.
Yeah, they've won all the ones on their
credit
schedule.
Credit where it's due.
Yep.
No question. Yeah.
Nationally, there's Oregon, Washington. There's a ranked versus ranked. Oregon at Washington.
Great rivalry game.
Yeah.
It's not one that people in our part of the country probably relate to very much, but Oregon and Washington hate each other. I think it's USC, UCLA gets most of the run, but Washington and Oregon, considering their recent prowess in football in particular,
I'm
not so sure that's not the best football rivalry in the Pac-12.
The big one, I suppose, occurs in the Big Ten at night in State College. Penn State against Michigan. I half expect Penn State to kill them, but...
Well, I mean, Michigan doesn't play well. In the last game, I guess, they kind of righted it a little bit against a ranked opponent, but they haven't played well against ranked opponents.
Arizona State, Michigan. Utah is ranked versus ranked. That's 17 versus 13, both of them 5-1. Appalachian State, they're in the rankings. They're number 24. And SMU, speaking of the American, SMU still undefeated. They're 19th in the country and 6-0. They host Temple. Temple's actually 5-1. So, damn. So is SMU, they're going to win that game probably, get to 7-0. Can they be the group of five? Is that what they call it now? Or the New Year's six or whatever?
Yeah, group of five. Yep.
If they win, they got to go to Houston after that. Then at Memphis, so I guess this is the toughest part of their American
schedule.
I mean,
schedule. Who do you have? You've got Boise.
Boise, yeah.
SMU, Tulane, I think, is in that kind of group. I think they've lost once.
UCF.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Tulane's
yes.
only lost once? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And UCF, of course, so, they've only lost once. But
no, they've lost twice, I think.
They have? Who
I
too?
Think so. I don't know.
No, I don't
think
either.
UCF was lost twice. I think they lost twice in 3 weeks.
Oh, Pitt beat
Stand
them.
By on
I know
that. Yeah.
Pitt beat them on the Philly special.
Yeah. I think they lost again, though. In fact, I know they did.
Really? You going to make me fact check you on the air?
Fact check me if you want. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
We need fact checking music.
They have lost twice. I would have lost some money there. They're a 33.5-point favorite against ECU this weekend. They lost to Pitt on the Pitt special, Philly special, whatever you want to call it, on the pretty much the last minute. Cincinnati got them.
That's
last
right.
Last weekend, 27-24. Or last Thursday, Friday. Was that it? Anyway, you're right. Damn. Okay.
Okay.
See ya, UCF. Not going to make any fictitious
yes,
national
no
championship rings this year. Speaking of the American in basketball, the preseason rankings are out. They were in Philadelphia yesterday for the for media days. Media day here in Wichita is today, this afternoon. Wichita State picked to finish fourth in men's, behind actually a tie at the top, 113 votes apiece for Houston and Memphis, although Houston got more first place votes. Cincinnati had the third, came in third. They actually had one first place vote in Wichita State, right on their heels.
Right where I would have picked it. I would have picked it the exact same way. Houston, Memphis, Cincinnati. And they have Cumberland back, right? So
yes,
they've
they
got
do.
The preseason, offensive. They got the preseason player of the year and shocker killer.
Yeah. Do have a new head coach, though. No more Mick Cronin.
Nope.
A guy named John Brannan.
I don't know much about John Brannan.
Either. They returned three starters, including Cumberland. He averaged 18-8 a game last year. Memphis is I don't think there's any question, the most fascinating, interesting, polarizing team and program in the league now that Penn is there. No starters return from a squad that went to the NIT, and yet they tied for first with all of those newcomers. And
it's
James,
called a recruiting class,
James
right?
Wiseman, the preseason rookie of the year, and everybody's darling, the 6'11 kid that's supposedly the best guy in the country. He's the preseason rookie of the year. He's on the preseason first team. He's a freshman, remember, but he's the best freshman in the country. No shockers made the preseason first or second team. They returned three starters, nine letter winners from last year's NIT semifinal team. Greg Marshall's 13th season, obviously. Dexter Dennis was one of the representatives that went to Philadelphia yesterday. He was an all-freshman team member a year ago.
I think that's about where they should be picked. I think that there are reasonable expectations for them to be an NCAA tournament team this year. The league, I think, is really good at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
it. I think
it
it's conceivable
the rest of the way
that they finish fourth in the league and get an at-large. Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Okay.
Especially considering their strength of schedule. They're going to be playing in an extremely good schedule. No, you got to win some games.
In the league.
Got to win some games.
In the league will help them.
You've got OU, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, okay, there's two.
You've got potentially West Virginia.
Yeah, South Carolina.
You've got South Carolina. VCU.
The home slate, honestly, is not going to knock anybody's socks off.
No.
There are a lot of those before November. Which is probably good for this team, honestly. A lot of home games in front of the friendly confines, while some of these young guys and even the returners get on some good footing. You got Omaha, Texas Southern, UT Martin, ORU, Central Arkansas. But you do have scattered in there, OU, O-State, VCU. VCU comes to Wichita. That won't be an easy one. That's on the 21st of December. So,
South Carolina or maybe UNI.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So, okay, against these, okay, record they need to have against these teams, OU, Oklahoma State, West Virginia or UNI, South Carolina, VCU. There are five games there. What do they need to go in those games? 3-2?
Yeah, 3-2 is fair.
Yeah.
I don't think that's asking too much from these guys.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So 3-2 with a chance to win or an expectation to win every other game you play in the non-conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I think it's fair. Just a knee jerk and without going into a great deal of deep diving on how good these teams are expected to be. Yeah.
So that's like,
since
what, 9-2 or 10-2 in the non-conference? And then what'd they finish last year? Were they 12-6 in the league? No, what were they in the league? I don't even remember. But then you got to go do your work in the league.
They were 10-8. They were 10-8
okay.
in the league.
So can you go 12-6 in this league?
If you do, you'd probably be setting good.
You're in the NCAA tournament
yep.
at that point.
And you take care of your business in the non-con, yep.
Yeah, no question.
What else was I going to say? Oh, you and I talked about Eric Wedge yesterday. He was busy today, but we're efforting him moving forward. Tomorrow, the next day. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
So we can talk about the Fall World Series that they got going on. I went out and watched it yesterday. Game 3 will be today. So we could talk to Eric whenever he has time about not only his team and how things are going in the Fall World Series, but managing in the playoffs, which he knows something about that, too. That's a fascinating topic of discussion.
No question.
That I can't wait to talk to him about, managing a pitching staff in the postseason. So everybody be looking forward to that. I'll announce it as soon as I know something. So,
all right. Sounds good. In the meantime, OTD coming up right here on this date in sports history, brought to you by Superior Rents. And it's coming up next, October 15th, midway home in the month of October. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.